ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। लाइक सो मेनी इयर्स अर्लियर, अगेन आई वेलकम यू ऑल टू दिस ग्रेटेस्ट एडवेंचर ऑन अर्थ फॉर द ब्रेवेस्ट पीपल ऑन अर्थ To find God or to find your own self is the greatest adventure. Going to the moon or even to Jupiter is not that much adventurous. To any planet, it is not that much adventurous. And going to any planet does not require that much bravery, heroism, as is required for the journey of the self. There have been so many kings and emperors who tried to conquer the world for expanding their regime, their territories, so many in the whole history of humanity. Some of them succeeded to some extent, some did not. But that was not the least victory when compared to the victory over the mind. Victory over the mind of the soul, of the spirit. That is the greatest victory on earth, to conquer others by force is not a great thing. To conquer our own passions, our own desires, this wavering mind from one object to another, one place to another, conquering this mind, conquering these turbulent senses, the five senses, conquering them. The eye is seeing one thing at one moment, trying to see another thing at another moment. Oh, that small beautiful. Oh, wonderful is there. The eye doing like that. The ears listening music and the mind making commentary. It is a good music, but such and such music was far better, and that one was the best. And the sense of taste, how tasteful is that chocolate? Oh, nothing like chocolates from Sweden. But chocolates from Denmark better. France also produces far better. This sense of palate, relish, conquering this, making a slave to the faculty of discrimination, so that these senses go where I want them to go, and they are brought under control according to my decision, that I am not taken away by them, but they are my servants. I am their master. I means not the ego, but the real I. the spirit, the divine element in us, the part of the infinity, part of God residing in us, our true nature, to find that nature and to find out that eternal oneness with God. That is the greatest heroism. That needs the greatest bravery. And that is the real task of really intelligent people. Because human life is meant only for this. This thing I have emphasized so many times. There are seekers for the last about 15 years, like that. So many times I have said it. Today again I am saying it. In future I will go on saying the same. Because that is the eternal truth. That human life has only one purpose and no other purpose. Realization of the self. Experiencing God. Having permanent peace, divine love, and permanent happiness in life. That is the only purpose for which this human body is given to the soul. Soul has a sort of eternal journey from times immemorial, through so many incarnations. But then, after a very, very long journey, the time comes when the soul has got the human body. And after having the human body, if somebody gets indulged in something other than finding the soul, having meeting with the self, if there are other purposes than this, then all such people are unfortunate. They miss the chance. They may be the greatest warriors, famous people, the greatest scientists, the richest people, might have won so many awards in the Hollywood as actors and actresses. They might be the most famous authors, writers, dancers, but if they have not found God, life has been wasted. Completely wasted. And finding God does not require so much intelligence as people think. Neither learning is required, nor money is needed. Faith, love, and faculty of discrimination. These are the three main elements through which that eternal connection with God is experienced. Or I would say, rather, that illusion of separateness with God, from God, goes away. To find God is not invention, it is a discovery. Discovery happens of what already exists. Our true nature is divine. But even then we are weeping, repenting. Why? You have to find the answer to this question.